voting. When polling stations in the Czech Republic opened on Friday, the country's leading political representatives did not wait long to cast their votes. President Václav Klaus and his wife Livia voted together at an elementary school in Prague 9. Linda Maštalíš was there and brings us more.
President Václav Klaus had some fun in front of the cameras as he dropped his ballot into a box at a school in Prague's Kobylisy district on Friday afternoon. As the cameras were snapping his picture, he told his wife, Livia, "Let's drop our ballots in at the same time." The presidential couple arrived at their traditional polling station to find a contingent of photographers and television crews, including some from neighboring Slovakia's TV Markiza, all of whom wanted to capture images of President Klaus voting in his first general elections as the Czech Republic's head of state. He's voted before, as a leading politician and as prime minister, but never as president. The setting itself was rather average, a small school gymnasium, the blue floor mats rolled up and placed neatly along one wall, and colorful hula hoops hanging on hooks on the walls. Outside the school, President Klaus took a few moments to tell the press that he thinks voters have a good basis on which to make their decision, that leading Czech politicians clearly presented who they are and what they stand for during the campaign. As for voter turnout, President Klaus expects that it will be about the same as in the previous elections, that is, roughly 55%. Reacting to a question about the sometimes aggressive campaign and what this says about the state of Czech politics, President Klaus said,
"Well, I think vicious campaign is an overstatement. If I can compare the campaign in any other European country, it's very similar. So I wouldn't have such a highbrow approach to the situation in the Czech Republic as probably you imply."
As for what he'll be doing as he waits for the election results, President Klaus and his wife will be in Lani, the countryside residence of the president, together with Mr. Klaus's 92-year-old mother.
Linda Maštalíš there. Thank you for that report.